This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 381 and three quarters, down 4.5. March corn, 394 and a quarter, down 4.5. May corn, 402 and three quarters, down 4.5. November soybeans, 1021, down 29.5. January soybeans, 1022.5, down 31. March soybeans, 1030 and a quarter, down 29.5. December wheat, 560.5, up 6.75. March wheat, 562.75, up 6.75. May wheat, 569.5, up 7. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. Technical selling weighed on corn and soybean prices at the Port of Trade on Friday, while wheat posted gains on the arrival of winter weather, damaging the winter wheat crop. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 4 cents at 339 to 363, while soybean bids dropped 26 to 36 cents at 971 to 1007. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 342 to 364, while soybean bids were 18 to 31 cents weaker at 990 to 1035. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 to 5 cents at 332 to 359. Soybean bids dropped 30 to 34 cents at 971 to 1015, while the wheat bids were up 7 to 10 cents at 472 to 507. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 29 to 36 cents on Friday, ranging from 10.03 to 10.35. Basis ended mixed, range from 20 under to 12 over the January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 414.90 to 435.90. That's down 13.60 to 14.60 per ton, while basis ended steady to a dollar lower, ranging from 35 to 56 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 cents lower at 374 to 384, with basis steady range from 8 under to 2 over December. Illinois river barns loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 357 to 367, with basis up 3 to 5 cents range from 25 to 15 under December. Soybeans dropped 31 to 35 cents at 10.08 to 10.15, with basis steady to 4 cents lower at 15 to 8 under the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to 5 cents lower at 384 to 387. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 29 to 31 cents, with quotations at 10.40 to 10.45. Soft red winter wheat up 6 to 7 cents at 531 to 540, while the Milo ended mostly 5 cents lower at 422 to 427. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 350 up to 370. January soybean bids range from 979 to 1019. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 355 to 376. January soybean bids 998 to 1037. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 361 to 382. January soybean bids 1004 to 1032. And the wheat bids for June-July delivery wheat in southern Illinois, those range from 513 up to 546. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 170.20, up 55 cents. February live cattle, 171.27, up 25 cents. April live cattle, 169.25, down 5 cents. November feeder cattle, 240, up 65 cents. January feeder cattle, 236.12, up $1.90. March feeder cattle, 234.60, up $1.77. December lean hogs, 92.67, up $1.40. February lean hogs, 92.75, up $1.15. April lean hogs, 93.85, up $1. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 14th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations were a 200-pound pork carcass traded 18 cents higher in the range of $77 to $87.65, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.58. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 62 to 68, 4 to 5 weights 66 to 73, 5 to 6 weights 68 to 75, and 600 pounds and up 70 to 77. From the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $57 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 16,437 head. Now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 429 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 166 to 170.50. Select and choice, 155 to 165. Choice slaughter Holsteins, 151 to 152, with some high dressing at 160. Select and choice Holstein steers were 143.50 to 145. Choice slaughter heifers were 165.75 to 171.25. Select and choice heifers 157 to 165. Now moving on to the Fairview Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle sale. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 255 to 283, 6 weights were 231 to 247. Feeder steers, large ones, 5 weights were 260 to 295, and 6 weights were 230 to 244. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 240 to 262, and 6 weights were 228 to 254. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 280 to 297, and 6 weights were 231 to 240. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 275 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.93, and that was 31 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $252.16, that was 81 cents higher. Select carcasses were $238.29, they were 64 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000. That compared to 108,000 last week and 111,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, slaughter is still running 7.2% behind the 2013 level. Hog slaughter was estimated at 416,000. That compared to 413,000 last week and 431,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter is running 5.2% behind the 2013 year-to-date figure. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.67. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.76. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.61. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.67. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.98. December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.17. November beans delivered to Scottville, $9.98. December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.17. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.04. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.67, corn at Scottville is $3.61, Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $9.98, and wheat at Scottville is $5.04. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Coming up next, we'll have a check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, across mid-Illinois, cloudy skies with scattered flurries possible, high temperatures in the mid-20s with northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low temperatures in the low teens. For tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-20s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 20s, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area, but there may be some scattered light snow flurries around undetectable on radar at this time. Over the weekend, WSMI weather watcher Rich Henry of Staunton, an inch of snow, an inch and a quarter, recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen. Once again, 16 degrees at the Weather Center on this Monday morning from FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Need a car? Can't get financing? Auto Sales of Illinois is the area leader with on-the-spot in-house financing with the best selection anywhere. But if you don't want a monthly payment, Auto Sales of Illinois has the cash corral with vehicles priced from $2,000 to $4,000. If you need transportation on a budget, Auto Sales of Illinois delivers more for less every day. Walk in, drive out at Auto Sales of Illinois, next to the tracks on Route 16 in Litchfield.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you, and by CHS Shipment, farmer-owned with global connections.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir, Agronomy Manager and CHS Yield Point Specialist at CHS Shipment. We at CHS are here to help you figure out precisely what inputs you need to take your yields and profits to the next level. With CHS Yield Point prescription writing services, it's possible to better plan your nutrient placement. Our team of experts are the best in the business, and we at CHS Shipment are committed to help you maximize your yields. Call me, Reagan Weir, at CHS Shipment today.
Hi, this is Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipment. Marketing is a difficult decision for producers, even in a year with great prices. The job turns very stressful when great yields create low prices. Our goal is to help you through these difficult times and to identify and capitalize on selling opportunities that will make your operation successful. Please call Phil, Jack, or myself for our latest market outlook or follow us at chsshipment.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The big finish of 2014 is taking place with 0% for 72 months on all 2014 model year vehicles. Not only that, but consumer cash on top of the 0%. We have a nice selection of 14s left, and also the Dodge Ram has 0% for 75 months. We have four remaining, so come to Bishop Motors, where your word and handshake makes the best deals.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show, once again we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Nutrient management is a current hot-button issue in agriculture. I spoke with Howard Brown of GrowMark about the importance of nutrient management plans.
Yeah, and I think nutrient management is really on the front page for a lot of us. It's on the front page for farmers because nutrients are a very significant input for the corn crop. And also, it's on the front page from an environmental point of view because we need to make sure we minimize the movement of nutrients off target and places we don't want it to go. And I don't think there's anyone out there that really wants to regulate agriculture because it's a dynamic industry. We're so heavily reliant on the environment, rainfall, and to tell us what's going to come out of the season. So when it comes to nutrients specifically, and Illinois is going to soon release the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy, farmers and everyone else are going to have an opportunity to submit comments on that strategy. And I just want to take a moment to invite everyone to make sure they take that opportunity and provide those comments to the Illinois EPA about this document. But bottom line, that document, once it's approved, is just a collection of tools a farmer can use that has been proven in research to help with nutrient management. However, that's not the end all. That's not where it stops. The key is for the farmers to work with their ag retailers and develop a nutrient utilization strategy. And that's going to be the key to moving forward. Farmers in Illinois are going to have the choice to maintain ownership of nutrient management or to pass it off to somebody else. My vote is the farmers are going to maintain the ownership.
And I don't think farmers will argue with you on that point. I hear that you also have a research project going on right now at Lake Springfield.
Well, yes, Lake Springfield gives us an opportunity to bring a coalition of different organizations together and with a combined effort trying to improve water quality to the people of Springfield in such a way that has farm profitability as part of that factor, because we all know that we have to include farm profitability as a factor to sustain change over time. And it's so exciting to know that we bring this all together under the roof or under the vision of MOM. Now, MOM, when I think of MOM, I think of loving, caring, selfless, nurturing. And we want the urban public to think about agriculture as they think of MOM. From the standpoint of the acronym MOM, standing for Minimize Environmental Impact, by optimizing harvest yield to help feed a hungry nation in a hungry world. And the last M stands for maximizing nitrogen utilization, so the fact that we can utilize our natural resources prudently over time to sustain higher yields. So when we adopt the philosophy or the concept of MOM, then we have some utilization tools that we can use within that to do a better job of nutrient stewardship.
Well, it sounds like quite the plan, and I'm sure that you, as well as GrowMark, hopes that farmers really jump on board with this.
Yeah, I think the farmers that have been involved so far have adopted change. In fact, over the past 4 years, I've had some people say as many as 60 to 70% of their customers have moved from a one-time nitrogen application to multiple applications over the season to help manage the environmental risk of nitrogen loss. And in just doing that, when we say mitigating or minimizing the risk of loss, that actually says they're increasing utilization, which helps keep nitrogen from going places where we don't want it to go.
So what are your hopes looking into the future of nutrient management?
What I love to see farmers do across the board, whether they're in Illinois or other states adjacent or beyond that, is to look at management of nitrogen not as an application but as a systems approach, applying it over time and utilizing tools. And one of the tools I would say that I would hope they all utilize is a program called NWatch. NWatch is a management tool that is utilized to help a farmer inventory, track, and verify plant available nitrogen in his field at one point over time. Now, it's not a cure-all, an end-all. However, what it allows a farmer to do is to see something that they've always been curious about, is where is my nitrogen? Is it there? Where is it at? What form is it in? Do I need to apply some more? It doesn't give you all the answers, but it gives you a tool by which now you can start to formulate new questions and hopefully have better answers to help us with our stewardship efforts.
Very good. And if farmers are curious about anything you've talked about today, where can they go to find more information?
I would recommend they visit with their local ag retailer or go on the website of the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices. The Council for Best Management Practices will be working with. They'll have a license to use NWatch, and if there's any ag retailer or association or group out there that wants to inquire more, actually develop or get a lease for a silo, a website by which they can secure their information and the privacy of that information, contact the council.
And of course, the action plan for Illinois on how to best tackle the nutrients in Illinois will be coming out pretty soon, and hopefully farmers all take the time to look at that.
You bet, and I think it's imperative that the farmers take time, scan through the document. It may look overwhelming, but at least scan through the detail that they're interested in, and please offer their comments as to what they like or what they'd like to see changed in this document to the Illinois EPA. They put a lot of time and effort. I commend the Illinois EPA for going to that effort, and Dr. Mark David at the University of Illinois of bringing the components that are included in the format that he did.
Again, that was Howard Brown of GrowMark. The USDA wants to remind farm owners and producers that the opportunity to choose between the new 2014 Farm Bill established programs, Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, begins today, November 17th, and continues through March 31st. The new programs, designed to help producers better manage risk, usher in one of the most significant reforms to U.S. farm programs in decades. Dates associated with ARC and PLC that farm owners and producers should keep in mind are now through February 27th. Farmers may visit their local Farm Service Agency office to update yield history and/or reallocate base acres. Now through March 31st, producers may make a one-time election between ARC and PLC for the 2014 through 2018 crop years. Mid-April through summer of 2015, producers sign contracts for 2014 and 2015 crop years. And in October of 2015, payments will be issued for the 2014 crop year if needed. To learn more about which safety net options are most appropriate for specific farming operations, farmers can use web tools at www.fsa.usda.gov/arc-plc. To learn more about upcoming educational meetings, farmers can contact their local Farm Service Agency county office. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.